How do you stop kids from fighting in the car?
Oof.
Oh, this is one of those things that if you have kids that are close in age,
yeah,
every family deals with this at some point or another. And this mom's hack is she brings cardboard around, like from cardboard boxes, and puts them between the kids. Separators.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Barriers.
I think it starts with touching.
Yes.
Like, don't touch me. Don't touch me.
Don't take my stuff.
Give me, like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Drives me crazy.
And then the hey, you know, Charlotte just did this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Get off my ear and stop leaning on me.
Right.
Ugh,
I don't want the middle. Oh, God.
Oh my! I know. Oh, fighting for the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Even sometimes if I have to get in the back seat in the car with the kids, they'll try to put me in the middle.
Yeah.
No, I pay for this car thing.
I don't mind the middle. Although I know you don't get. Yeah. I don't know. Sometimes the kids want the middle now, which I don't understand.
Interesting.
I think maybe it's because it's close to the chargers or I don't know.
Oh, yes.
It could be that.
That is why.
Yeah. Because the charger's exactly right there.
Yes.
That's probably it.
Oh, yeah.
Dad, Charlotte's using my charger.
Oh.
I brought it. Okay. Well, what's your phone at?
Oh.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
The cardboard idea. I like that.
Yeah, that is good.
Put a barrier in there.
Yep.
Because that's the worst thing. It's like, and I feel like that's why the kids know it. Mm-hmm. Or that's why they fight, because they know you can't really do anything about it.
Right, because you're driving.
Yeah.
Although, I've said this story before. It's a classic of my father when my brother and I were arguing in the backseat of a car. I don't know where we were going, but we had just gotten ice cream. And I wouldn't stop, and my brother and I wouldn't stop. And obviously, it was my fault. And warning after warning, Kelly, if you don't stop, you're going to throw your ice cream out. Yeah, right. And at one point, he didn't even flinch. He was driving, moved his hand back, took the ball of ice cream on top of my cone, and whipped it out the window.
That's amazing.
So I sat there with an empty cone, was like, oh.
Right, just in shock.
Shock.
Right.
It was like, it was seamless. Like, he didn't even, boom. Psh.
That's amazing. Go, Joe.
Kelly, stop it. Kelly, stop it with your brother.
Yeah.
Yep.
We've warned you.
Yep.
And he was driving, too. One hand on the wheel.
He was driving.
And just grabbed the scoop of ice cream, barehanded it.
Well, and there I was.
There you go.
With my empty cone. My brother, I think my brother also stunned, like, oh.
Oh. And then he's like,
sorry,
I better eat this fast.
Yeah, exactly.
Because Kelly's probably eyeballing his now.
Like, oh, can I have some, Chris?
Oh, okay, that's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Well, sometimes I'd like, would this happen? Yeah, sometimes we'd rearrange the seating in the car and mom would come sit in the back.
Ooh, that's a good move. I've done that with Riley and Wyatt before.
Yeah, you go, one of the parents.
Yes, and they're like 8 years apart, but they would still...
Yeah.
Annoy each other, and I would have to move.
Oh, they're so annoying, kids.
Yeah. Why have them?
They're just the worst. They're just the worst. You know, you can't drive, you know, without drama. You got to share your food. You know, like, they're just the worst.
Yep. Yep.
If you have a trick for how to get the kids to stop fighting in the car, then you go ahead and hit us on Facebook. That's where the conversation always continues.